Yule, Chapter 1. The word of Yahweh that came to Yule, the son of Pethuel. Hear this, you old men, and give ear, all you inhabitants of the land. Had this been in your days, or even in the days of your fathers? Tell your children of it. Let your children tell their children, and their children in another generation. That which the palmer worm has left has the locust eaten, and that which the locust has left has the cankerworm eaten, and that which the cankerworm has left has the caterpillar eaten. Awaken, you drunkards, and weep, and howl, all you drinkers of wine, because of the new wine, for it is cut off from your mouth. For a nation is come upon my land, strong, without number, whose teeth are the teeth of a lion, and he has the cheek teeth of a great lion. He has laid my vine waste, and barked my fig tree, and he's made it clean bare, and cast it away. The branches of it are made white. Lament like a virgin, girt with sackcloth for the husband of her youth. The meat offering and the drink offering is cut off from the house of Yahweh. The priests, Yahweh's ministers, mourn. The field is wasted. The land mourns because the corn is wasted. The new wine is dried up. The oil languishes. Be ashamed, you husbandmen. Howl, you vine dressers, for the wheat and for the barley, because the harvest of the field is perished. The vine is dried up, and the fig tree languishes, the pomegranate tree, and the palm tree also, and the apple tree. All the trees of the field are withered, because joy is withered away from the sons of men. Gird yourselves, and lament, you priests. Howl, you ministers of the altar. Come, lie all night in sackcloth, you ministers of my Elohim. For the meat offering and the drink offering is withholden from the house of your Elohim. Sanctify a feast, call a solemn assembly, gather the elders and all the inhabitants of the land to the house of Yahweh your Elohim, and cry to Yahweh, alas for the day of Yahweh is at hand, and as a destruction from the Almighty will it come. Is not the meat cut off from before our eyes? Yes, joy and gladness from the house of our Elohim. The seed is rotten under their clouds, the garners are laid desolate, the barns are broken down because the corn is withered. How do the beasts groan? The herds of cattle are perplexed because they have no pasture. Yes, the flocks of sheep are made desolate. O Yahweh, to you will I cry, for the fire has devoured the pastures of the wilderness, and the flame has burned all the trees of the field. The beasts of the field cry also to you, for the rivers of waters are dried up, and the fire has devoured the pastures of the wilderness. End of chapter.